Hello, this is Hardy Wallace. This is episode 9 of Getting Dirty, Wine with Hardy Wallace. It is September 7th, 2018, and September 7th is a big day around the Dirty and Rowdy households, as it is both Rowdy and Dirty's birthday. You thought that might be coincidence, but no, I think it is destiny. So happy birthday to Rowdy, and I hope you are having a great time in Atlanta this evening. And we are going to celebrate probably in a few minutes with some Indian food and wine here in Napa. So it's been a very busy week here for harvest. We picked our first reds last week on Saturday morning, the Evangelo Vineyard, which is our first of about a dozen or 13 or so Mourvèdre picks that we've got this year. And then we were on a sampling marathon as our moderate to cool temps that we've had all summer have just started to spike up in a couple places, and we're seeing sugars start to run. So driving basically almost the entire loop of our different vineyards this week, which is about a 1,000-mile loop, and then scheduling a number of picks. So with those picks that we have tomorrow morning, which would be September 8th, we are picking out about 3 tons of organic Pinot Blanc from Yountville, so right there in the heart of Napa Valley. That will be the first time we're working with this Pinot Blanc, and most likely it will be a good chunk of the base of our Familiar Blanc. We dropped the Chardonnay that we'd been using for several years as part of the base of that wine, and I think we're going to kind of see some really interesting characters by swapping that out with Pinot Blanc. So we've got that tomorrow morning, and then we've got a night pick on Sunday night, technically Monday morning, where we're picking out Syrah and Grenache from the Brousseau Vineyard and the Chalon AVA. So those were always, the Chalon picks are always like my absolute favorites, because you're out there in kind of this amazing high desert, remote location, kind of snuggled up right next to a national park. And it's just really kind of Western and cool. And, you know, it's cold, the fruit tastes incredible, and it's just a really unique climate that you feel like you're on the edge of the universe. And then on probably Friday, we'll be picking our Mendocino Chenin Blanc. And on Saturday, a good, you know, a hefty load of about 8 tons of Yountville Semillon. So it will be a pretty busy week this week with 1, 2, 3, 4 picks, 5 different varieties coming in, and then we'll be really starting to get into the groove of vintage 2018. So though we're really early on in this harvest, we're starting to see a few trends pop up here and there, at least in the areas that we work in. What we're seeing is, for the most part, reds have ripping acidities and very low pHs. So I think we're gonna be able to make some wines that are powerful, but really bright and focused at the same time. And we may push sugars a little bit further than normal, but at the same point, we're looking to do that both because we've got the acid to back it up, but also because we need to, because we have wines that you're like, wow, we're at 22 brick or 23 bricks with a pH of 3.21, and yeah, that might really rip your face off, acids wise. So we're pushing those reds a little bit further because that's what the vintage is giving us. But on the flip side, the whites that we're dealing with, for the most part, look like we have very moderate, I don't want to say low acidity, but our pHs on those whites are definitely higher than we expect at fairly low bricks. A couple housekeeping type things. I don't know if people have been tuning in, but I've been really trying hard to update our Instagram stories almost every day. Most of these are showing up at Dirty South Wine, which is my personal Instagram page. I do that where there are certain features that are more available or that are different on a personal account versus a strictly business account, which is the @DirtyAndRowdy account. So I've been trying to post some pretty spectacular and beautiful shots of our vineyards, talking about what we're doing on a daily basis, And the tough part with that is with the Instagram videos, they vanish after 24 hours. So though it is not instantaneous and it's slightly time consuming, I have been actually downloading those to my laptop and uploading those into YouTube and, you know, changing the orientation and things so you're able to watch those at a later date. So feel free to check out our YouTube page, which is fledgling, but it is now starting to get a lot of content. So Dirty and Rowdy on YouTube, and you should be able to find a ton of our past Instagram stories there, and then some really cool drone videos that I've got as well. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thanks so much today for all the incredible birthday wishes on basically every channel that we've got, for all those that supported our Dirty and Rowdy kind of birthday mix case, which had some really cool gems in it. And yeah, for those who are keep on keeping on tuning in, and we'll have much more of this to come. So thanks so much, and let's get weird.